Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Full forecast details are coming up. Southeast Wisconsin will see significant gains in new home construction unit sales and increased values with the Foxconn development, according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
A news release from the group points to the Racine-Kenosha-Walworth market area, showing solid gains in unit sales in recent years. And with the additional jobs, thousands with Foxconn, more new homes, condos, apartment buildings will need to be built, and that'll grow the market. It says that the scale of new growth may even be similar to what the city of Milwaukee experienced after World War II. Acre upon acre of new housing and commercial development radiating then out to the south, west, and the north. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
The easy part is over. The announcement that Foxconn has chosen Southeast Wisconsin for a huge manufacturing complex. And now, according to State Senator Bob Wirch of Summers, the real work begins. Wirch says the process switches to negotiating an agreement with Foxconn.
And we're going to have to negotiate some tough agreements with the state, with this company, to make sure that they follow through with their promises on the capital investment and the job.
Wirch said local governments will also need to negotiate tough deals with the company. Wirch says legislators have not seen any details of the proposed incentive package, said to be $3 billion, and he's waiting to see how the state plans to fund it. He says he expects Governor Walker to call the special session of the legislature at the appropriate time to approve the incentive package for Foxconn. The city of Racine's current due process hearing procedure on alcohol licenses may change in the future because of concerns raised by the city attorney's office, past history, and recent legal challenges playing a role. City Attorney Scott Letney explained to the Common Council's Committee of the Whole that licenses are a property right, due process is a constitutional issue, and Racine's process doesn't match up to state statute.
Property cannot be taken away without due process. That's one of the issues. Due process is a constitutional consideration. There is a lot involved here that the council and our office needs to consider when going through this. Another concern is high costs associated with retaining outside counsel. You know, anytime there's a due process hearing, there was a figure of $8,000 quoted at some point several years ago for a due process hearing. Frankly, it's probably more than that right now.
Letney said his office is suggesting the council consider changes, including a special committee, not to public safety and licensing, to handle due process hearings, and a demerit point system similar to Kenosha, with perhaps 100 in a year's time automatically triggering a hearing. The next committee of the whole meeting on the issue in 30 to 60 days will include invitations to the Tavern League and license holders, among others. Kenosha police officers and fire department paramedics responded to an address in the 2200 block of 66th Street about 12:15 this morning for a medical call about two people found unconscious. Both were believed to have been victims of a drug overdose. CPR efforts on a 41-year-old male proved futile, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. The second victim, a 41-year-old woman, was transported to a local hospital in serious condition. Kenosha Police Lieutenant Tim Shaw says the investigation is ongoing as a suspected drug overdose. If you have plans to attend the Racine County Fair today through Sunday, be aware that Highway 45 at Highway C is closed because of construction. You'll need to find an alternate route. Also, be aware that the Sheriff's Department is monitoring the construction area, which is only open to local traffic with homes or businesses to reach. An accident involving a car striking the back of a stopped water tanker truck resulted in a broken leg for the driver, as well as a citation. Culver's restaurants, including those in Racine, Ives Grove, and Oak Creek, raised nearly $24,000 for Camp Hometown Heroes, a free national summer camp for children who have lost a parent, sibling, or other loved one in the U.S. military. 10% of sales on July 25th, along with funds from collection canisters, were donated to the cause. Camp Hometown Heroes was founded in 2013. It gives children ages 7 to 17 the opportunity to openly discuss their feelings and experiences with the support of pediatric grief specialists and healing programs in a camp environment. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.